great to be here speaking on behalf of civil society, not just of Save the Children, but of the wider Health Workers Count Alliance. And we've got friends and colleagues here from groups like AMREF and Merlin and Action for Global Health, Partners in Health, Interact, and others. And it's by working together, I think, that we've managed to help advance progress on this issue. We're very aware, as civil society organizations and as providers of services working on the ground in some of the poorest countries, of the rising challenge posed by non-communicable diseases in the poorest countries. But what we also see day in, day out, is that the older challenges, pneumonia, diarrhea, newborn complications, maternal deaths, these remain. And for 7.6 million children every year who don't make it to the fifth birthday, these are not old challenges. These are present challenges. The good news is that we find is that we know what to do. And interestingly, the key challenge is mostly not technological. Mostly we're not waiting for something. The key challenge is getting the right people with the right skills in the right places. So it's no exaggeration to say that health workers are lifesavers. They are heroes. They are the backbone of healthcare. And I know that for many of us, one of the most rewarding parts of our work is meeting with health workers on the ground and the work that they do. But we know that this massive gap in the number of health workers remains, that the UN estimates is more than 3.5 million. And that doesn't include countries like India. And it will probably increase further when one fully recognizes the new challenge posed by non-communicable diseases. We also know that the lack of health workers is literally fatal. In Sierra Leone, for example, where they have less than a tenth of the health workers they need, one in four kids doesn't make it to their fifth birthday. Sierra Leone, under excellent leadership, is determined to make great strides. What they need is all the help that they can get from the international community. And I would briefly advertise this new report, No Child Out of Reach, and this wonderful opinion piece by Christy Turlington in today's London Times. So the key we have found for ending the health worker crisis is a combination of resources and commitment, crucially both from the south and the north. And last and certainly not least, it's about public involvement to ensure that when policies are made in the capital city, they are enacted and realized in the villages and slums. And that only happens when communities are fully engaged. And this is where the role of civil society comes in. As well as innovating, and as well as in providing some services ourselves, and often at a considerable scale, civil society's key role include helping to mobilize public and political will, holding duty bearers to account, helping to bring the voices of the people into the corridors of power. And at the community level, civil society helps to organize so that people are aware of their entitlements and how to access them. And we know that, for example, in India, it's in those villages where civil society is most active that we see the least corruption and we see services that are most effective. We've seen that with the employment guarantee. We've seen that with the National Health Rural Mission. The policies only turn into practice when communities are empowered and involved. The amazing Health Workers Count Coalition that brings together over 300 different organizations from NGOs, business, ministries of health, and the private sector has helped to galvanize efforts and has helped to generate an enabling context at the local and global level for leaders to be bold in tackling the health worker crisis. Through public hearings, rallies, Facebook and Twitter, pop concerts and academic seminars, stunts and parliamentary discussions, the Health Workers Count Coalition has been helping to get this issue up the agenda and to rally support for saving lives by supporting more health workers. In fact, right now, in Times Square, hundreds of Health Workers Count campaigners are together forming a huge mosaic picture of a hero health worker visible from the ground and air. Health worker campaigners are on the streets, on TV, in the papers, online, with business leaders, lobbying at the UN and in the villages, right at this moment. Health workers are heroes, and we'd like to thank all those leaders from business and from government who are deciding this week to be heroes too, by making new, substantial, and specific commitments to more health workers and better support for those in place.